Welcome to episode 7 of Barbell Baristas. I'm River.
I am Dakota.
And I am Lake.
Today,
he's just opening up a can of.
We're cracking into this cold can.
All right, and today we're going to be talking about a random hiatus, the CrossFit Open,
live events, and maybe even some shop talk.
Life events. Okay. So, why did we have a random hiatus, you might ask? Why was that?
Oh, it's Lake, only been are like... you asking me, Lake? Because I know why, and you do too. It's because, if you can't tell because we're talking, but we're pointedly looking at River. We're looking at him directly.
Okay.
He's the reason.
Over our hiatus, let's just jump into it, guys.
Oh, okay, I won't be petty.
We have a new member of the Barbell Barista family.
Woo!
Little baby Cohen Kiner.
Killing
Liam Kiner. Yeah, that baby's not the reason why we had the hiatus.
We had the hiatus because we were like, get out of my house, sir!
Get off my lawn! He started, stomping his feet and clapping his hands at us.
Like a giant baby.
Started shooting shotguns in the air.
Anyway,
so 7 months later, we're back.
Yeah,
good to be back, guys. It's always nice to see your beautiful faces.
I mean, it's not like we haven't talked in 7 months. We talk.
It really tore our family apart.
It's really awkward because I live with them.
It's been a really tense time, guys.
That's the reason for our hiatus.
Yeah, it's River's fault.
Yeah, it's River's fault. Also, his baby's fault, but less so his baby's fault.
It's not.
Mostly Cohen.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Moving on. So, what's new, guys?
Life events?
Well...
You go, River. You tell us your life event. Well, I wrote it on the itinerary.
We already discussed the baby. He's doing awesome. He's the coolest
still
kid
a baby.
Ever.
You do that like what? How many K's? You became a runner.
Yes. Over the hiatus, I became a runner. I'm slowly.
So this is barbells, baristas with a little bit of running.
Yeah.
Running makes it.
I am slowly incorporating CrossFit back into my.
He's done one CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly incorporating. I've done one.
And it killed his soul a little bit.
And he's just like, I want to go back to running. Running away from my problem.
Running away from CrossFit. Anyway.
I'm officially an ultra runner. Very slow ultra runner, but ultra runner.
Slow and steady.
Man, if you were racing a rabbit, you could have done pretty well.
Rabbits are pretty fast.
I know, but he would have taken a nap.
Rabbits would be great at ultra runs. Mm-hmm. That's all they do.
So, yeah.
Anyway, moving past that rabbit joke. What else, River?
I don't know.
You're also taking at our local, in our gym, River does the photography. For the open.
Why is that interesting? Why would people want to hear about that?
He's not. I wanted to make fun of you, but.
Oh, okay.
Down that.
Oh. And also in the hiatus, you need to talk about River's growth of this man bun.
Oh, yeah. He has this, like, the sides of his head are shaved, but his hair is so poofy. So he has, like, a miniature poof ball on top of his head.
It's a full grown poof, thank you.
So it's as wonderful as you would imagine. Not very.
It's beautiful. It's better when it's on a ponytail.
For those
though.
Who can't see, he's taking it out of his bun and he's flipped it around. It's flippity flop, flop, flop. He's whipping his hair back and forth. Anyway.
All right, Dakota, let's hear about your living with a baby experience.
Oh, man. It's really not that bad.
I know, you cry more than he does.
Oh my gosh.
Oh!
I never cry. Thank you very much. One of our coworkers, funny story, guys. This is in relation to crying. She said that I was not emotionally available.
Wow, shocker. RoboCop isn't emotionally available over here.
So the joke's on you. I don't cry at all.
You made me experience all
Anyway. But no, it's really not that bad because, like, I thought he would be, like, in the room next to me crying the whole night. But he's in y'all's room crying the whole night. So I never hear him.
He doesn't cry.
He does.
That's just River.
That's just me. Oh, my gosh.
I have to go.
That explains so much. But it's really not been that bad. Also, I am now a group fitness instructor. So that's been super fun.
I like poor clients.
Oh my
god. The kettle, right?
Love it. Yeah, it's called Hit. I didn't name the class. It's called Hit the Kettle. It's a kettlebell based class. I mean, I steal ideas from like my friends and definitely my coaches on how to write these things, but I don't know. So far, so good. I got pretty good numbers.
I'm
got a fan base.
You got a fan base.
You have a troll, too. Let's talk about
let's
that.
Let's talk about freaking Bethany Bible. We're calling you out, Bethany Bible.
Yeah, Bethany Bible. She's never going to listen to this. So this is great. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
She, anytime I post, I have an Instagram, at Kettlebell Coda.
Selfless plug.
That was a plug. Anyway. So, if you want to check that out, you can follow that. Anyway, I ask questions after my group fitness classes to get everybody's opinion on like how it went. Bethany Bible has not been to a single one of my group fitness classes.
Okay.
To be fair, well, she wouldn't have done it anyway.
Her knee blew up.
It blew up and acted like it didn't know nobody. And yeah, so she doesn't have like a functioning leg right now. But anyway.
Her exercise is mostly on the internet, making fun of you.
Yeah, so she'll get on there and she'll answer the questions that I post to the point where now people wonder if she's actually bullying me. And if you check out my highlights on at Kettlebell Coda on Instagram, there's like a highlight dedicated to all her trolling. It's pretty funny. You should check it out.
I bet people think she's an awful person.
But, you know, it is what it is. She is. And I'm fine.
Dang.
She is an awful person.
Oh, Bibble.
Oh, Bibble. Anyway, but yeah, that's pretty fun. Oh, sorry. There's like a dog under the table who's angry.
You can't name him. He has a name.
Leo.
Nidus.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew? No, I didn't know that.
He's Leo
Bart. I thought Leo was a silly name to begin with.
Leonidas. Respect.
Oh, anyway.
Leonidas Bartholomew sounds like he goes to prep school.
Yep.
But he's also not vaccinated.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, kind of let's talk about your crumbling body.
My body's not crumbling. It's healing. So, last May,
before we quit the podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be a long, long time. Long story short, I injured my shoulder back in May, went to doctors, jumped through so many hoops just to be able to go through physical therapy, finally got to a doctor who got me to get an MRI, and it showed that I have like a small labrum tear in my shoulder, but he said it's going to heal over time. So like for almost the past year, my mental sanity has been crumbling because I wasn't sure what was wrong with my shoulder. So that's fine. But now we know what it is, and it's going to heal on its own. But it makes doing like workouts during the open a little interesting.
I want to throw out a disclaimer. This injury was not caused by CrossFit. This injury was caused by bad form.
It's caused by her sucking.
Yeah, so, I was doing a snatch, and I brought it too far out from my body after whatever, like. I brought it too far out for my body, and it was too heavy of a weight for me to be doing it at, so that's why it happened. It wasn't even during one of the classes, it was during like the open gym time, so like, it was all my fault. And Rivers, because I like throwing him under the bus.
Well, to be fair, it's not anything his fault. Let's talk about CrossFit Open, since it's open season.
Wait, you gotta talk about being an uncle.
I'm an uncle. I'm not here a lot. So.
Oh, that was an exciting story.
I know. I like the thrill.
Alright.
Yeah.
Let's talk about CrossFit in general. What's up, guys?
Hashtag triggered.
Well, everything I know and love has been a lie.
It's all crumbling. It's not been a lie. It was actually really good. And then I'm pretty sure... what's his face? Glassman has gone mentally insane. Like, something snapped.
Gregory Glassman.
But there's a boss workout to walk around your couch on YouTube.
So if you ever
you guys need to deadlift like antifreeze containers, like you really can do that CrossFit. That's what's for, guys. Hashtag functional, hashtag fitness, hashtag life.
Our target market is now 90 years old.
Guys, for our target market is 90 years old. Congratulations, your market's going to be around for 5 years more tops.
Yeah, not even that.
It's nice. They fired most of the media team, which, I don't know. I can see, like, they want to expand, like, they want to make it a bigger sport, but I don't know.
I think they're trying to focus more on, like, health benefits.
True.
But it's a competition, so. I'm not saying you can't be healthy during a competition, but.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a different. When you're training in a competitive level, is different than training for just everyday life.
I'd imagine.
So, I mean.
Well, the Open has been fun so far, even though they apparently the sign-up numbers were significantly lower. I don't have the
numbers. Down 14% from last year.
Oh, man, I should have signed up. I could have been number one. Not really.
No, not even close.
No, okay. I like to know that they're both shaking their heads at me. It's fine.
Like, the first workout was the 19 wall balls, 19 calories on the rower for 15 minutes.
And that was really boring.
That was not an interesting workout. No.
That was a long burning workout. That was a workout. Not a sight to see.
That was like the workout you get every first of the Open. That's like everyone can do it, but it's also like the most boring workout they do.
Yeah, it is. It was really boring.
But
and my legs died.
And you know, none of us here at this table are very tall, so it's not exactly our favorite workout. To be honest, I'm a little bit not in as good a shape as I'd like to be. I was hospitalized for a little bit this past month. But
for the record, legs out of shape is most people's peak condition. Yeah. So let's just throw that out there.
I don't know about that. But the second week, 19.2.
I got the barbell
that
for once.
That was so much fun. I was nervous about the toes to bar because of my shoulder. But I took it very, very slowly, and it was really fun. Those cleans, oh, such a good time.
A barbell feels.
This one was more of an earn your work kind of thing, and I really enjoy those workouts, especially when they feature heavy barbell cleans.
Yep.
It was a slight variation of 16.2, right?
It's pretty much the same thing. They just extended the time cap.
They just extended the first time cap to 8 minutes to give little people like myself a little more working time.
Yeah. It was, 25 toes to bar, 50 double unders, and then 15 cleans at 135.
And then 85 for women.
And then it was 185 for dudes on the second round, but 13 reps instead of 15. And you had 8 minutes to do both of those. Which, that was a fun workout. I really enjoy cleaning, and I really enjoy that I didn't have to see a dumbbell. Super important.
Oh, stupid dumbbells.
I know they're a great implement for fitness, but
yeah, that's what I've been using.
It's been oversaturated, I feel like, in the last few Opens. And, you know, other than deadlifts, which I'd be cool with a dumbbell deadlift. That'd be a fun movement.
It was just a good time. I was killing those double unders. Like, I'm bragging on myself, but, you know, some weeks you can really kill doing any jump rope movements. Other weeks, it kills you. This week, I just flew through them. And that was really helpful because of how slow those toes to bar were. Tell us how it was for you, River. He did it.
This is my first CrossFit workout in probably at least 2 months. I did a squat workout that made me immobile for a week. That was awful.
Yeah, that was dumb.
But I decided to jump in on this workout.
Probably.
And it went pretty okay. My abs Almost cramped up during the first round of Toasted Bar, which are fun.
That's pretty funny.
He's a running boy now.
The 135 cleans felt really good, but they weren't very fast either. I just moved the full 8 minutes.
Hey, man, that's all you can do.
Yeah, and I did do 50 unbroken double-unders, which was pretty awesome.
That's pretty super
bad. Yeah, it's one of my best double-under.
You did how many in a row?
50.
Oh, nice. You did them all in a row?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You would know that, but you left and didn't watch me.
Yeah, she just freaking bailed. Dakota was like, I'm going to get Mexican. Screw my family. Goodbye.
Mexican food's way more important than watching you work out.
My good friend Anna Rouse was like, let's go to Baja. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are a monster.
He didn't tell me he was going to do it.
Yeah, he did.
He did not.
Anyway, it was a good workout.
Whatever.
Bad.
I'm not a bad person.
All right, so let's talk about the shop. We hadn't talked about coffee or the shop in a long time.
Oh, God.
I still like coffee.
I still like coffee as well.
I like coffee.
No, you have an addiction.
I do.
I can stop whenever I want.
But speaking of stuff that isn't coffee, let's talk about our teas.
Oh, my goodness.
That tastes so good.
Okay, I never thought I'd be like, man, I love tea, but... We have added Piper and Leaf tea to our menu at the shop. And guys,
check it out, guys.
If you are anywhere in the Alabama area or you can order online, I highly recommend this place. Their teas are amazing.
Where are they based in Huntsville?
They're based in Huntsville, Alabama, which is a couple hours from where we're at. But they grow everything that's in their teas or they forage it at the shelf. It's really good stuff.
Oh, it's so good. Like, it's surprising. Tea that doesn't suck.
Oh, their Orchard Peach has actual pieces of peach in them.
I love Orchard Peach mixed with their Front Porch. What's Front Porch supposed to be like?
It's supposed to be like a basic...
It's like their basic
sweet tea, but
Southern
it's
tea.
It's just like so good.
They have a Trailblazer, which everybody hates on because it smells like... It
smells like an old person's house full of dust.
No, yeah, maybe a little bit.
It probably smells like River Shoes after it's 50K.
No, that would smell like sweat and water.
Don't hit on Trailblazer. Anyway, so we've got a really cool
like
tea
Oregon Trail right
now. So. Dysentery.
You died of dysentery.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Yeah. Other fun stuff. We had a local Starbucks invasion.
Sort of.
It really hasn't.
It's not affected.
It's really not.
Mainly because Starbucks is garbage, but.
I mean, literally, anybody I've talked to that's gone to this particular Starbucks has said it's just not really great.
I mean, we are biased and all, but.
I'm not biased. I am completely unbiased in saying the Starbucks is garbage.
I mean, I haven't had it, but. No, I won't. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not affecting us any. Just drink good coffee, guys.
Drink good locally owned coffee shops. Be someone who goes to local shops. Supports
one of those people.
Your community.
Local.
Yeah, support your community. That's just it. It's much better.
Yeah. And then if you come into the shop, we can make fun of you on the podcast.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
For everyone.
It's the circle.
Except for you.
I did put on the itinerary that I wanted to make fun of our coworkers.
That's pretty mean.
That's actually kind of rude.
Rude.
Be a better person.
I'm working on it. Hey, I would like to point out I made a New Year's resolution to be less intense, and I have done great. I'm way less intense. My personality is toned down quite a bit. I'm doing good.
I've made a New Year's resolution to be like really tall. I'm doing about as well as you with the intensity thing.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm still 5'6", so.
I thought you were 5'8".
No.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Wait, I wasn't done.
Oh, God. She's telling more lies.
I'm trying to think of something. There's a story I was trying to think of. Somebody. Oh, wait, nope.
All I
can, it's about Austin, but I'm not going to say it on here.
All I can think of with your story is, Simpsons episode, the guy's like, do you brush, Ralph? No, yeah, 3 times a day.
Why must you make my place a house of lies?
That's you with your less being less intense.
Whatever. I'm way less intense.
Yeah. It's okay. I think, anything else, y'all?
I don't think so.
We're back, guys. So stay tuned.
Be prepared for another impromptu hiatus in the future. Who knows?
Probably in the next.
We'll probably be back in about like 6 months. Who knows?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all for this episode.
Plug the Insta.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Barbell Baristas. And don't forget to subscribe anywhere. Oh, I said subscribe weird. Subscribe anywhere you enjoy podcasts.
Again, thank you for listening. And until the next episode.
I'm River.
I'm Dakota.
And I'm Lake.
And we're Barbell Baristas.
This is the podcast.